This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie!
Welcome to the show this morning, to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am your hostess, Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I am so excited to have you here listening with me, either live or as a download of the Brain Lady Speaks from the EWN Podcast Network or on iTunes, Brain Lady Speaks. It is a beautiful day here in Northern California. Cold. We're very cold this morning, but that's okay. I get to look out the window at some snow on the ground and stay in my warm house and do the show with you this morning. I appreciate you taking the time to spend with me. We're going to have a fun show. I think this is going to be a real fun show. And the reason why is because we're kind of doing this one off the cuff. I've spoken on this topic many times, so it's not completely off the cuff. But we're going to talk today about the female brain and its natural gifts. And I had something else planned for today. And it kind of, with everything that has taken place in the last week, the huge millions of women around the world that did a march here over the weekend, this past weekend, and the issues that are facing women in society today. I thought, you know what? What a great, let's just switch it up. Let's just go, let's just shoot from the hip and go forward with talking about the female brain and its natural gifts. So that's going to be the topic of the show today. It is, as a fan of neuroscience, one of the things that absolutely just amazes me is the beautiful way, obviously, of the brain as a whole is created. But one of the fascinating things and things that I love is the difference between the average male brain and the average female brain. And there's so much. It's actually a very controversial subject because you've got individuals who are very passionate about owning your gifts as a female and the way that the brain is wired and recognizing those differences. But then you've got a group of other women that really don't like to see those differences highlighted. They don't like to talk about those differences because they want recognition, or they want to feel that they are equal to men. And in my opinion, when you try to ignore those natural gifts that women have, it's actually devalues you in your own brain because you're fighting against your natural wiring. Now, I don't want to step on anyone's toes today, but I'm sure that there might be some things that I say that don't resonate with everyone, but I want you to understand that we're coming from a science behind the psychology background. I am not saying that women have not been suppressed or looked at in a negative way on a lot of different issues. I'm not ignoring that. I'm not trying to say that women are in any way, shape, or form a lower life form of the human race. I'm not saying that in any way, but one of the beauties, absolute beauties of what I teach is understanding that each of us as individuals has this amazing brain print, as I like to call it, this amazing way that our brain is completely unique from anyone else. It is a combination of the way it is wired, naturally coded in our DNA to do that, and the way that it is combined with the experiences that we have throughout our life that mold us in certain ways or push us in certain ways. And a lot of times they're not good ways. A lot of times they are pushing us away from our natural bent or our natural gifted way of having our brain wired. But as women, there are in the average female brain, please keep in mind I'm saying average because we're going to talk a little bit about hormonal effects on the brain during development and how that can change things. But on average, the brain is different between a man and a woman in 12 main areas. And that gives a giftedness on both sides, male and female. And oftentimes women are criticized for those natural gifts when in actuality, they are a beautiful, beautiful puzzle piece that fits perfectly with the male brain. So when I am talking to and I'm coaching upper level management and CEOs and or business owners, and I'm talking to them at either about their board of how to develop a strong board of directors or a strong board of advisors. By the way, side point here, if you are a woman in business or a man in business, you are an entrepreneur and you're not a big corporation that has a big board of directors, I strongly suggest that you put together a board of advisors, all right, an advisory board. All of the highly successful business individuals, business women, business men, businesses, period, corporations have a strong board advisory board. They are very important. Okay. So I want you to put one together and I want you to put them together with powerful individuals. And I want those individuals to comprise of both sexes. Okay. This is really important because men see things the way that women don't and women see things the way that men don't. And when you have just one perspective represented, you're missing a beautiful additional perspective. So it's really important that you get input from both. I very much value my husband's input, even though at times I look at him and go, that's really not very smart. Most of the time, if I'm able to step out of my female box and say, although some people would say that my brain works more like a male brain than a female brain. I don't know. You talk to my family members, you might get that impression. And sometimes my husband thinks a little bit more like the female brain. Love you, honey. But at any rate, you know, when I'm able to appreciate and individuals are able to appreciate the male perspective, women are able to appreciate the male perspective, we can gain a lot out of that and vice versa. And that's going to be a lot of the focus of the show today is just that. What is the different perspectives? Where do those perspectives come from? Is it all just the way that society has a direct influenced upbringing? Or is there a lot more to it? And scientifically, I think you'll be very surprised with what we're going to bring out today. So that's going to be the topic of the show. Really the women, their natural powers that they're gifted with in their brain. And then as women, how do we really step into those powers, acknowledge those powers, those natural gifts? And if we've got some men listening, men, take note, you know, it's got some definite, you can appreciate much more once you know the science behind the psychology. You'll be able to understand. You won't need to read that huge book that's in that picture that, you know, that cartoon that floats around of, you know, hey, the book's probably been written on how to understand the female brain. And it's this, you know, 2 foot tall book. Guess what? You don't need all that. You just need this show. You just need to hear the difference in the brain. Lots of fun things that we're going to talk about. So that's the topic of the show today. If you want more information, if I say something on the program that kind of confuses you or you have input, please shoot me an email. Shoot me an email at info@ yourbestmindonline. So it's your best mind, as in the brain, mindonline.com. Give me your feedback. Give me your ideas. Ask me your questions, and we'll try to interact directly. hopefully in the future here, I do have the capacity to take call-ins, but I'm going to need a second person to manage that for me. So in the future, we'll be able to answer questions directly on the program. But for now, just shoot me an email at my website there at yourbestmindonline.com, info@, and we'll get them answered. And maybe I'll even talk about them on a future program. You know, if it's something that I think maybe other listeners would also have questions on, I'll include that. I'll shoot that in there and make sure that everybody gets the benefit of that information. So for now, let's talk about that topic, the female brain and its natural gifts. Now, it's interesting. One of the things that it's really concerning people here in the United States is the new administration and how does it view women. I'm not going to get political. I'm not going to express any political ideas or ideologies or opinions on the show. I'm just going to say that that's an issue right now that is fairly heated, and it's very emotional, and it's got a lot of power behind it at the moment. And one of the reasons is because of the statistics that I'm going to share with you today. Now, a lot of these statistics were in 2014, 2015 statistics. So there may be some adjustments. You may have seen some figures that are slightly different than this here in the last year for 2016. Might have been, the new statistics might just now be rolling out. But according to what currently existed in 2014, 2015, women earn almost 60% of the undergraduate degrees and 60% of all master's degrees. Okay, so they're above that 50% level in the degrees that they're earning. 47% of law degrees, of all law degrees, and 48% of all medical degrees. 44% of master's degrees in business and management, and 37% of MBAs. 59% of the women that enter the workforce or that are at entry level in the workforce are college educated. So there's some interesting statistics there. Representation in leadership positions, however, based on, so you've got either close to 50% of the degrees across the board or above 50% if you start looking at specifics, and high college educated entry level workforce. So very well educated, women are very well educated in the workforce. However, their representation in leadership positions does not reflect that. You have 14% of all executive officers are women. So only 14%. 8.1% of the top earners in society in the United States are women. 4.6, so less than 5% of the CEOs on the Fortune 500 list are women. And less than 17%, 16.9%, hold board seats on those Fortune 500. Now, remember what I just said just a couple of minutes ago. When you understand the beauty of the unique differences and the unique strengths that the male brain holds and the female brain holds, that should be 50-50. That should easily be 50-50. You want to have a lot more women represented on board seats, especially when I talk about a couple of the other statistics that I'm going to share in just a minute. In the financial services industry, 54% of the workers are women, but only 12.4% are executive officers, and 18.3% of board of directors, and none of the CEOs in the financial services industry. Isn't that interesting? That we found in these 2014-2015 statistics. Fairly interesting. It's really interesting when you talk about the fact that women make or control 80% of the spending in the United States. So this is one of the reasons why those statistics for the profitability and the benefit operations in these companies, when you factor in that by far, statistically speaking, women make or control 80% of the spending in the United States. This you would want to have much more female presence in these different categories. And when you consider this, get this next statistic just blew me out of the water. Only 3% of the creative directors in advertising are women. And yet 80% of the spending in the United States is being done by women or being controlled in some aspect. Those decisions are being made by women. And only 3% of those creative directors in advertising, those positions are held by women. So I think that's very interesting, because if you want to talk to the board of, you know, talk to the brain of the individuals that are making 80% of those dollars, you know, 80% of the money that's being spent, you want to be able to really understand what their brain wants, what their brain needs, what their brain feels, what their brain hears, what their brain senses. You want to factor that in your advertising. And the best way to do that, of course, would be able to have those individuals in that creative director position in advertising. So lots of room for improvement here. But statistically, this is what we're seeing. And this is one of the reasons why we're not even talking about, I haven't even mentioned the difference in the earning, you know, the equal pay, the equal quote unquote rights, those types of things. We haven't even really touched on any of that. We're just talking, you know, statistically speaking, in terms of education, how they're educated, what education certificates they hold, and then how they're represented in the workforce. So you can understand based on this why women are in an uproar, why women are concerned about what the future holds for them in terms of their decision making, their earnings, their, you know, how they're going to either be, you know, there's a lot of individuals out there that I have heard speak and say, a lot of women who said that a lot of the rights that women hold within the United States are rights that have only taken place in the last, you know, 50 to 70 years. And it took a lot of effort to get to that point. How much will it be back, you know, slide backwards? Those are all concerns. And it's interesting that if more people would recognize, even more women themselves recognize the natural gifts that they have within their brain, some of these statistics would definitely change, absolutely change. So that's going to be a lot of the focus. Now, this is kind of, I've kind of laid the groundwork here in the first segment of the program, and we're going to go to a break in just a couple of minutes. And when we come back, I want to really talk about the actual wiring of the brain itself. So we're going to talk about that science and how that science, that wiring affects the natural gifts that women possess. And then we're going to talk a little bit about that pesky thing called influence or nurture and how that has caused or affected women to maybe not step into the power, their power as a female, as a woman, utilizing all of those natural gifts and natural strengths in their brain because of external pressures or external expectations. Things along that line, and how that causes oftentimes women to kind of wear these natural gifts are and not step powerfully into them. So we're going to discuss that a lot after break. So on break, I always encourage my listeners, if you are not driving a car, if you're not listening to this in your mobile office, I want you to stand up for a moment. I will do this too. Stand up for just a moment and stretch. Take a deep breath, oxygenate your brain, get hydrated. I have my hot tea and my little brain drink that I've talked about before, my Delta E, and get ready to come back after break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So stand up, take a deep breath, and join me back in just a couple of minutes.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back from our break. I hope you got up and moved. See, one of the reasons why I have that music on my intro is to get the energy flowing, right? Get it moving, get going. Okay, so we are back and we are talking about the female brain and its natural gifts. One of my, so I follow a lot of neuroscientists and I'll mention names here and there, but one of the gentlemen that I follow, he's actually a microbiologist that specializes in a lot of brain research. And his name is John Medina. He wrote an amazing book called Brain Rules. If you like brainy stuff, pick up that book. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty stinking interesting. He talks about 10 main facts regarding the brain and things that people should understand about the brain and how the brain learns and how the brain thinks and how the brain of a male and a female are different. And this is a quote from that book, Brain Rules by John Medina. He says, women are genetically more complex. Okay, so we are more complex in terms of our gene makeup. He goes on to say, because the active X chromosome in their cells are a mix of mom and dad's. Men's X chromosome all come from mom, and their Y chromosome carries less than 100 genes compared with about 1,500 genes for the X chromosome. Now, women have 2 X chromosomes, men have 1 X chromosome and 1 Y chromosome. So right off the bat, we know that there is a difference between the male and the female brain. It starts out in those genes. It starts out at 6 weeks gestation, okay? So when you begin to understand, this is where the hormonal influence begins to adjust the brain of the fetus. So it's genetically female. In the beginning, all fetuses are genetically, or are not genetically, are inherently female. And then at 6 weeks gestation, if that Y chromosome is determined, is found, then the brain gets this chemical bath. And that chemical bath has a mix of testosterone and some other things that change that female brain into a male brain. Now, depending on how strong, this is why there's always exceptions to rules. And so for those of you who are listening who say, wait a minute, I think way more like a man, or there's, this doesn't apply to me, this doesn't fit me, you'll understand that it's in general, it has to do with how strong that chemical, this hormonal bath is, as to how much that female or that brain becomes a male brain. And there's also other critical times of hormonal flushes later on in the gestation period, and then of course in early childhood, and then of course the one that we all, you know, is blatantly aware of, everyone, of puberty, right? But this changes right there at 6 weeks gestation. And when it does this, it changes the size of the brain in 12 main areas. So there are, genetically speaking, 12 main areas between the male and the female brain that are different. And it is because of this hormonal bath that the brain gets. This is one of the main things. There's a couple of very important things that I want to highlight on this show. I do a he said, she said, who said what, communication between the sexes presentation that is in a quick presentation, and it is also in a half day and then a full day workshop. So there's a lot of information here and a lot of different implications of these differences in the brain. So what I'm going to give you here is just this little nutshell, just this little tiny piece. If you want more information, of course, reach out to me at the email address that I gave you guys earlier, and we'll explore more of the differences. I also have a wonderful CD and can keep you informed of any upcoming events that I might be doing on the subject. And we're going to be talking more about the male-female difference in the month of February, because obviously I kind of, due to, you know, the special days within February, I use that as a relationship month. But anyways, one of the main areas of the brain that is different is the corpus callosum. Okay, this is this area of the brain that is the main way that the left hemisphere communicates with the right hemisphere. So it is a main bridge of information between the left and right hemisphere. What's really interesting, and I wish that I could, you know what, I should put this on a slideshow for those of you who are listening to it on the program or on the computer. I have this wonderful slide that I always show, and the woman's brain, I want you to picture, I have a picture on there that is like this major Los Angeles freeway. It just looks like a bunch of noodles, right? Everything's intertwined. You've got on-ramps, you've got off-ramps, you've got east, west, south, north, east, you know, southeast, northwest. You know, you've got all of these different roads and off-ramps and on-ramps going in different directions. And it's covered with cars. That's the female brain. So the female brain has this major traffic movement tunnels, if you will, or pathways between the right and left hemisphere of the brain. This and every single one of those cars represents an actual cognitive thought. This is the reason why a lot of people look at women and they say she can multitask. Technically, from a neuroscientific, any nanosecond, your brain can only be focused on one thing. That's just the way it works. But it can activate multi-senses and many areas of the brain a lot more in a woman in any specific given moment than a man. And the reason why is because of these neural connections. Or this is the thought process behind coming out of neuroscience, is that there's all of these massive pathways that allow women to jump back and forth from the right side of the brain to the left side of the brain with a greater amount of ease. Now, most people know that the right side of the brain is your more emotional side. It is that way structurally because that is the portion of the brain that has many more neural connections to the limbic system. The limbic system is the emotion center of the brain, so it is structural. It is the way the brain is made. And it has all of the pictures and the emotions and all of that on the right side of the brain. The left side of the brain is more the facts. It has the home of audible speech is in the front left portion of the brain, the Broca's area. It has a lot of your fact-based memory. A lot of those types of things are founded or more strongly connected to the left side of the brain. So women can do this ping pong, if you will, back and forth very rapidly between right and left hemispheres. Men's brain is more like a two-lane country road where it is, you can't put a lot of cars on it because their neural connections and their corpus callosum are smaller in diameter, and they tend to, there's always exceptions to the rule, tend to have fewer connections than women. So they don't do this ping-ponging back and forth. They will tend to stay on one hemisphere or the other hemisphere for longer periods of time because they just don't have the room for it. If they try to do too much bouncing back and forth with their thought process, they're going to have an accident on that road. They just can't put nearly as many cars or cognitive going back and forth on the road as a woman can because of the difference in the corpus callosum. This gives the women a strong advantage when it comes to certain things like being more of a global processor. In other words, she will look at a problem. She has the gift. You have the gift, if you are a female listening to this program, of being able to look at a problem and process the emotion that's attached to that situation or that issue much better than a man can. Because a man is going to prefer to process that information or process work through that problem on the left side, as opposed to incorporating the emotions and the feelings of the right side. Women have that as a natural gift. This allows them to be more of a global thinker. So when they are solving a problem, they are looking at how it is going to affect everyone, as opposed to the male who is going to have the tendency to want to look at what is going to be the bottom line, the end goal, and what's going to be the best way to solve this problem. So the women complement very nicely or offset that hard logical way of looking at it. Again, this is not 100% of the time. Oftentimes in our household, we've joked many times that my husband's brain tends to function on that level more as a female and I'm more as a male. I tend to be more logical and to the point, and he tends to wrap in more of the emotion in most of the decisions. So there are always exceptions to the rule, but in general, women have this ability to think globally and to think about how this decision is going to affect everyone. And this is a huge power. This is one of the reasons why that statement was made that the Western woman is going to heal the problem of the world, because they have the ability to stand back and go. They have the gift, the natural gift, to stand back and say, how is this going to affect everything globally? Everyone, men, women, children, different demographics, different nationalities, different races. They just tend to have that gift of being able to view things that way better. And it's because of the structural makeup of their brain. This is their giftedness. Okay, this is a natural gift. Another one of the differences, the structural differences between the male and female brain, which I think is incredibly interesting, is the speech centers. So there is one primary, the home, as I mentioned earlier, the home of audible speech is in the front left portion of the brain. It is the Broca's section of the brain. And that Broca's section of the brain is responsible for, it just fires when you're talking. Men tend to typically only use that portion of the brain when they are processing language, when they are working on language. It's this left hemisphere. When they're speaking, they only engage primarily that portion. They do not tend to employ both portions. However, women tend to employ both sides of the cerebrum for processing language, in other words, processing the information coming in, and may have the potential for multiple speech centers, part of which is housed on the right side. This is why it is a gift of women to speak with more emotion. I want you to view this as a gift. Now, growing up, you may hear me refer to this from time to time on the program. Growing up, I was, you know, we were raised in a very hostile environment. My father was an abusive alcoholic, and I am an auditory female. You understand the rest of the brain personality connection as you become an avid listener of the show, but the female brain is gifted at speaking more because we literally have more of our brain that is devoted to processing speech. There's also a zone in the left hemisphere that's related to understanding language, and it's 11% more dense with neurons in women than it is in men. So women just have a better grasp of language and therefore are able to articulate their feelings and emotions much better than men are. Growing up in the household, I mentioned that earlier because one of the things that really affects individuals and causes them to suppress their natural gifts is the way they were raised. And I was raised in this hostile environment with an abusive alcoholic father that had this philosophy that children were to be seen and not heard. And if I had a dollar for every time I was told to shut up, literally those words, I would have, you know, paid for a whole college tuition, right? Because that's just the environment I was raised in. Needless to say, because I am a radio show host and I am a public speaker, I did not let that hold me down too terribly much. I managed to deal with that issue and move past it and step powerfully into my gifts as an auditory female and utilize all these wonderful words that I have running through my head at all times. But a lot of this is a natural gift of a female. What this does, I want you to think about this in application of this gift, is that the things that we say as women can really reach in and touch the heart at times with greater grace and ease than men. And it's because of the structural, natural gifts that we have. This is something that the average man does not possess. The average male does not tend to employ both sides of the cerebrum when processing language. They do not have the potential for multiple speech centers. They do not have 11% more dense neurons in the speech portion of, in the portion of the brain that's related to understanding language. So they don't have the natural giftedness of pulling in and saying things in such a way that can really reach in and touch somebody's heart and be incredibly motivating. This is a natural gift. And I really feel, especially as a public speaker and looking at the difference in how many female public speakers are holding dynamic high positions in terms of popularity and the dollar figures that in for, you know, doing their keynote speaking compared to the male gender, there is definitely not an equalizing there. There are many more men, you know, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, you know, there are a lot more men that are in that very high paid motivational position as speakers. And yet, what I'm just telling you here on this program is that women should be holding a lot more of those positions. You know, there should be a lot more Lisa Nichols out there. I don't know if you know Lisa Nichols. If you don't, look her up. She's amazing. She's dynamic. And she is one of those individuals that holds that position. But there should be a lot more women in that position because of our brains. Our brains are naturally gifted to that. Okay, so those are a couple. They're just a couple of the things I really can't. We'll see if we. I've got to go to my next commercial break here. So when we come back, I'm gonna, you know, bring out a couple of the other differences if I can get the time to do it. But then I really want to give you some positive actions that you can take to understand your natural gifts and to proudly step into them, because we definitely have to address the what pushes us away from these or causes us to suppress these natural gifts. So we will do that when I come back from break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Remember, you've got to stand up, take a deep breath, oxygenate your brain, hydrate, and join me in just a couple minutes on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
All right, everyone, let me ask you a question. Are you ready to step into your power and rock your natural gifts? Are you an individual who is looking to make more quality connections in your life? Have you ever felt frustrated at seeing other people achieve massive success and wondered what their secret is? Do you feel like you're in a constant state of overwhelm with no way out? What about your business? Are you desiring to increase progress, profits, and decrease stress? If yes, then you need to harness the power of your natural gifts and to fully understand the brain-personality connection. This is like no other personality profiling system that you have ever seen before, and this event is like none you have ever experienced. This is a mind-blowing, life-transforming event, and it is Your Best Mind and Julie Anderson's signature event. At this event, you're going to gain insight on how to use your brain to create a more profitable and successful business. You're going to accelerate your connections and increase sales. You're going to understand how energy expenditure in the brain affects personalities and communication. And you are going to identify your natural brain gifts and how they affect your connections with other people and your success in life. So please join me at the next mind-blowing, life-transforming event taking place on April 7th and 8th, 2017 in Sacramento, California. For more information, please shoot us an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com, and we'll talk.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the last segment of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am very happy to be sharing some information here today on the female brain and its natural gifts, something I may know just a little bit about. All right, we were talking before break about a couple of the main factors that I always really like to share with individuals about the difference between the wiring, the actual DNA coding, the wiring of the female brain. Now, there's a lot more to the brain-personality connection. When I instruct on the brain-personality connection and I process assessments on this very powerful personality assessment tool, there are five factors that I take into consideration. There is the gender that we've just talked about, the male-female brain difference. There is your sensory modality, you auditory, visual, or kinesthetic. There is your brain quadrant dominance. Are you the boss? Are you the innovator? Are you the master coordinator? Or are you the nurturer? These are all coded in your DNA. Are you an introvert, an ambivert, extrovert? Okay, these are things that we talk about and we process at my events, my mind-blowing life transforming events, at my when I do these in-depth brain personality connection assessments. But the fifth is also a factor, and it is also something that we discuss with individuals when we process these assessments or at our big live events, and that is the nurture. So why are the statistics that I shared at the beginning of the show the way they are? Why is it that so many women do not proudly step into the power that they have in their natural gifts? Well, it is because of the fifth factor of the brain personality connection, and that is your nurture. So you have this amazing DNA coding. You get this flush of hormones, or don't get the flush of hormones, depending on if you're male or female, when you are in utero. And this creates the dynamic brain print of who you are naturally gifted to be. And then you come out the chute. And the second you come out the chute, there's all of these external pressures that begin to force on you from really even prior to being born. I mean, the atmosphere, the situation that the host, your mother, experienced while she was pregnant with you can begin to affect you even psychologically as your brain is developing in, you know, in utero. Once you are out, you have your birth order is going to affect the way you what's expected of you. You're going to have family expectations that are going to be pressuring you. No matter how open-minded your parents are, there's still expectations that are going to be put on you that are going to mold you at very critical points in your life. There's societal expectations. You know, what does society expect? Where does society expect to see women? This is going to affect how strongly or how powerfully you step into your natural gifts. What you're shamed for or what you're rewarded for is also going to affect how you step into your natural gifts. If you're shamed for, you know, I mentioned earlier, being really shamed for speaking a lot growing up, that could easily suppress a lot of people and never a lot of women and never allow them to step into that natural giftedness that they have as a female brain, especially if they're an extroverted auditory. They're going to be even more powerful in the amount of words that they use and the speech that they use. But if you're shamed for that, then you're not going to proudly bear and proudly wear those banners of gifts that you naturally have. If you're rewarded for things, like if you're rewarded for sitting down and shutting up, right? Then that's what you're going to do. If you're rewarded for just for not speaking your mind, for keeping silent in certain situations, then that's what you're going to tend to do. And you're going to tend to suppress those natural gifts. So here's where you begin to really identify within your life. Think about what was the situation that you were in as you were being raised. What are some of the factors or the pressures or the expectations or the abuses or the unresolved issues from childhood? It could even be unresolved issues that your parents had or your grandparents had that affect you still today. So you have to do some mindful meditation here and really stop and think, am I suppressing my natural gifts as an individual? Am I suppressing my natural gifts as a female, even though I'm proud to be a female, even though I recognize the power that I may have? Am I suppressing those gifts, or am I truly owning them? Am I holding back on letting them shine, or am I stepping proudly into the power of those? Because women tend to lose their way more so than men. They try to be everything to everybody. There tends to be more expectations on women in society when it comes to family care. When, I mean, just the statistics that I brought out earlier, about 80% of the decisions or 80% of the spending that goes on is in a woman's lap. And I do know that a lot of times that has to do with the fact that the male in the relationship doesn't necessarily want to make those decisions. My husband is, you know, he is perfectly content with me paying the bills and deciding every month, you know, he doesn't want to have to fuss with, okay, this is how much is owed on this particular line of credit. How much am I going to pay? You know, he doesn't want to make those decisions. He doesn't want to have to do the grocery shopping every week. Those are things that he expects on me and likes the fact that I take care of those. So that's one of the reasons why those statistics are the way that they are. But taking this into consideration, what are some of those expectations that are put on you that maybe are not naturally connected to your gifts? Or they are conflicting with your natural gifts, and therefore you suppress your natural gifts. What were some of the negative terms or titles or labels that haunt you? Women are much more degrading about themselves than men are. And I believe that a lot of that does come from society and from the upbringing. There are just a lot more. There's studies that were done on writing and women and how they're portrayed in writing versus men and how they're portrayed in writing. And the terminology, the terms that are used to describe men versus the terms that are used to describe women. And across the board, it's way more often you will find complimentary terms used to describe men than words that are used to describe women. When you think about sexual terms, most of the time when you talk about, you know, if you look at, say, women and when they're said to have great legs, it normally has a sexual connotation to it. But when you say men have great legs, it's because they're strong and masculine. So there's definitely... think about different terms. I mean, these are things that haunt us that are deep within our brain that we don't even realize they're there. They change our perspective. You know, women as they get older tend to gray and wrinkle more, right? That's, I'm saying that with air quotes. That is the way that it is viewed. Whereas men, as they get older, they gray and wrinkle more, but it's not that they're looking older. Now they're becoming more distinguished looking. They're becoming better looking as they age. You see the difference? It's so subliminal. I mean, it's so under the radar type thing that we don't even realize that now when we're looking at ourselves in the mirror, we're thinking negative terms instead of positive ones. So in order to really, you know, really step into your power, to really own your natural gifts, you have to first identify ways that you are suppressing them. Think about the things that I've talked about on this program. Are there things that, yeah, you know what? I have been criticized because I talk too much. That's connected to my natural gift. I shouldn't be ashamed of that. I shouldn't have to say, oh, I talk too much. I have a wonderful, we call her my daughter. We call her our daughter. My husband and I call her our daughter. And she actually refers to us as like mom too and dad too. She has wonderful parents, don't get me wrong, but we're just that close to that family that she refers to us as mom and dad. And she, like I said, she has wonderful parents, great relationship with her parents. That's just, we are also very close to her. And we didn't have a daughter. We have three boys. So it works great for us. We love it. But she's a talker. She is definitely a talker. She is a teenage female brain that is still developing, that is gifted as an auditory. I mean, she just loves to talk. And she will at times say, oh, I'm talking too much. And I always jump up at that moment and say, no, you're not. You're fine. It's okay. I can listen. You know, this is a great way that we can foster that in the upcoming generations. But think about that with yourself. Where do you stand? What have you heard? What are the negative terms, titles, and labels that haunt you? And are those, and this, like I said, this may take some mindful meditation time. This may take finding a quiet spot, taking a deep breath, having your journal in hand, closing your eyes, and really walking back through your history as far back as you can remember, and identify the different things that maybe are causing you, the different labels, the different terms that perhaps are causing you to suppress those. Doing some proactive work to get that negative stuff out of your life. You know me, I'm all about the positive, right? It is all about being positive. It is all about really stepping into your natural power. Because if we fail to validate our own brain personality connection, we're never going to truly thrive in our life and relationships. And when we talk about the psychoneuroimmunology and the effect your thought process has on your immune system, it could literally shorten your life. So I am running out of time rapidly here on the program. As you can tell, neuroscience is just amazing, and it helps us to view ourselves in so much more of a positive light. That is what I want for my listeners to do today. I really want for them to step into that power and rock their natural gifts. This is just, to me, it is just such an important thing for everyone to do, but even more so for women, especially if they have suppressed those natural gifts in their life. All right, so this is Julie Brain Lady Anderson. We are wrapping up the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Be sure to reach out and communicate with me. Join me on social media. I tend to be on there interacting on a daily basis, maybe at times too much, more than I should. But reach out, connect with Purple Brain Lady. That's my fan page, Julie Brain Lady Anderson, Purple Brain Lady on Facebook, at Brain Lady on Twitter, Brain Lady at LinkedIn. Go to my website. There's lots of resources and information on the website, lots of things that you can tap into on yourbestmindonline.com. That is yourbestmindonline.com. And you can, if you want, if you have questions, you can either Facebook message me or you can reach out at info@yourbestmindonline.com. That is I-N-F-O, info@yourbestmindonline.com. And we also have a 1-800 number there on the site that you can, if you want to shoot me a voicemail, you can do that. I would love to connect with everybody. And check out the upcoming event, the Mind-Blowing Life Transforming event too. I think you'll find that really, really interesting. All right. So we are wrapping it up for today. Please keep in mind, I like to share quotes, and this is one that I like to share with people all the time. Each day is a new beginning. Every person is given this amazing free gift every single morning. This day is full of possibilities and excitement. So you know what I tell everyone, enjoy every moment and make this day a great one. All right. Julie Brain Lady Anderson signing off.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
This is the EWN Radio Network.